Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Fan Hotline brought to you by workers' compensation law firm of Hall & Capitis. TSN reporting that it looks like Vegas is almost out as a hub city. Spike in positive cases in Nevada and Las Vegas, looking more and more like it's going to be Edmonton and Toronto hosting these games, two Canadian hubs. Bob Grove, 93.7thefan.com, joins us right now. Bob, are you starting to wonder if this thing is going to happen?
Well, I got to be honest with you, Andrew. I've always had that thought in the back of my mind, even after, you know, the players agreed to the playoff format, and then, you know, you had the July 10th training camp date set by the NHL. This has always been about player safety.
Mm-hmm.
So I've always had a doubt in my mind that it was going to happen. But what's happening now, which is the rise in cases in various parts of the country, yeah, you absolutely start to think more about that now than ever.
How about the integrity of the tournament if star players start to pull out of it?
Well, you mean opt not
yes.
to play?
Yep, like we're seeing in baseball.
Yeah. Well, it hurts. It would hurt the playoffs for the National Hockey League as a as a draw for fans. You would be in these best of times, you've done the best you could do to try and make it possible to play, and now all of a sudden you have a lot of teams and not all the teams have all their best players, and it absolutely would take away from it. And it's interesting, it's really interesting for me to watch the coverage of how the players feel about their safety, mm-hmm. because as we know, they haven't formally signed off on anything,
yep.
saying they're coming back to play. And you have some players saying, they think a lot of players are going to vote no when this is put to a full vote of all NHL players. And you have other players saying, there's no way. In our hockey culture, it's not going to happen. Everyone's going to play. I guess if they get a CBA agreement and the players get what they want out of that, that's now intertwined with the return to play agreement, if they get all that kind of stuff, I still would be shocked if in a complete vote of all the NHL players, which needs only a simple majority, it's not like you got to get 2/3 or anything, you just need a majority of the players to agree, I'd be shocked if they don't agree to play.
Bob, what is your reaction to the Penguins still having a chance at the first pick because of the way the NHL lottery went down?
I don't like the lottery the way it's been done in recent years, where you've made more teams eligible to go all the way up to number one. I liked it better the old way to begin with, which was if you were the last place team, you couldn't fall any more than down to second place.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I think it ought to go back to. So I've not liked that in recent years to begin with. But as far as a quote-unquote good team ending up with Alexis Lafreniere, I don't think that's really something to worry about, to be honest with you, because number one, you'd have to have an upset, sure, always possible, And then that team would, the team that got upset would have to turn around and take its 12.5% chance and get the number one pick. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's going to happen, but you know, I understand this was not a perfect scenario for the National Hockey League. My only complaint, to be honest with you, Andrew, is they should have done this. They should have done this after the draft lottery should have been announced after the best of five series were over.
Yeah.
And the NHL wanted to do it this way so they could get two bites at the PR apple, you know, or more bites at the PR apple. And I disagree with that. They should have waited till they knew the 15 teams had just done it like that.
I think that's right too. Bob Grove with us here on The Fan. Speaking of young players, where do you think Poulin fits in? He's going to be there as far as the next phase goes. Do you think there's any break glass in case of emergency? What the hell? Let's throw this guy in there and see if he can swim in the deep end component to this return to play with him, Bob?
No. You would need to have – I don't see Mike Sullivan counting on him in any way, shape, or form unless something crazy happens, which – So let's talk about what could happen. Multiple injuries, maybe a positive test or two, right?
Mm-hmm.
Not now. If all those kinds of things happen, yeah, maybe, depending on, of course, which players are out of the lineup.
Yeah.
But asking a player like him to come in and make his NHL debut in the Stanley Cup playoffs and after basically not skating for probably 3 months, no, I think it's asking way too much, and it would take an emergency of emergencies for them to rely on him.
Bob, yesterday was the one-year anniversary of the Kessel to Arizona deal, and tomorrow is the five-year anniversary of the Penguins trading with Toronto for Phil Kessel. When you look back on everything about his Penguins career, the way it started, the way it finished, is there any second-guessing, or did they play it exactly right from the way they acquired him to the way they parted company?
I think they played it exactly right, you know. And there's no other way for me to look at it. You can talk all you want about, you know, you got to be careful giving up number one picks. But any GM in the National Hockey League, if you say to him, you know, give up a young player, a good young player, and also give up a number one pick, and in return you're going to get two Stanley Cups, no-brainer.
Yep.
So you got two Stanley Cups, and Phil Kessel was a big part of both of them. Now that we got to watch Phil Kessel on an every night basis, we saw pretty immediately that he was the kind of guy who was going to drive coaches crazy, which he's been doing pretty much his whole career. And especially with Sullivan, you knew that was happening to a larger degree. And I think the Penguins, cut the experiment off at exactly the right time.
Yeah, and at that point, it doesn't really matter if you get a huge return back because he's already, you know, he's already paid off for you and then some.
Yes.
Right.
No, I completely agree. I mean, I don't have any issue whatsoever with, you know, the way it all played out for Phil Kessel. He got two Stanley Cups. The Penguins got two cups, and now he landed in a place with a guy in Rick Tocchet that he likes, even though he's obviously had a pretty bad year.
Yeah.
But he hasn't, you know, he wasn't on a great team. Now, you know, he wasn't on a team surrounded with talent like he was in Pittsburgh. So you got to be fair about that too.
Bob, did you see what Bobby Orr said about Sidney Crosby today?
I just saw the headline that he says he's among the greatest ever.
Much. Like, put him in the same sentence as me and the other guys that are in the conversation for the best of all time. Yeah. I know, talking from you before and others here, like, no one will ever surpass, you know, the Lemieux eye test, that he just has physical talents that even Sid, regardless of what he accomplishes on a career resume kind of way, is ever going to equal what Mario did for hockey here. But if Sid wins another cup in Conn Smythe, Bob, like, how does that, because that would be four cups, which would be the same as Wayne Gretzky, and then he would break the tie with Gretzky and Mario for Conn Smythe's too.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Sid's in the equation with all those guys, and I think that's, you know, it's news when Bobby Orr says it, but it's, you know, I think most of us were pretty much already there.
Yep.
Here in Pittsburgh and in many places, really, all over the hockey world, we're already there. But it's hard for me to get caught up in the Mario versus Sid, you know, and let's count the cups and let's count the trophies thing. And because what Mario did was, you know, what he had to do was difficult in its own way, and what Sidney had to do was difficult in a little bit of a different way.
Mm-hmm.
So it's hard for me to start comparing them like that.
Yeah.
And, you know, here's the bottom line for me. If Mario had been, you know, I got to qualify this. Look, Sidney Crosby's not been healthy, obviously. He's missed the equivalent of two entire seasons
yeah.
or more. Okay? So, but, you know, the bulk of his came all at once for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
For the most part. Whereas Mario missed, you know, he had multiple instances of missing huge chunks of seasons. So that's a little bit different for me. I mean, you know, and it's just like for Sid, you can, again, so there's a little bit of difference in the way they missed their time, but Mario still missed way more time than Sidney did with injuries, even considering. I mean, it's a lot more.
Yeah.
So if Mario would have been healthy, relatively, every player can expect some injuries. The Penguins would have won more than two Stanley Cups with him.
Hmm. Let me hit you with this one. I don't think I've ever asked you this before. In your opinion, who is the greatest defenseman in Penguins history?
Well, you know, when you start talking about defensemen, right, you're going to gravitate to Paul. I'm going to gravitate to Paul Coffey.
But it was brief. Right? You know, that's the thing with him, right?
Well, yes. Exactly. And that's why you always have to qualify that because Paul Coffey wasn't here all that long, and you always have to qualify what he was able to accomplish while he was here. But what he accomplished was, was pretty amazing, not only from a number standpoint, but in helping make the Penguins believe that after they got him, you know, that they were actually building, and what he meant to Mario
mm-hmm.
Was incredible. So, you know, it's funny that the only guy in the Norris Randy Carlyle, you wouldn't probably have him in the top of your conversation. And he was another one that didn't spend a ton of years. But if you think down the list of the guys, you think about Coffey, but you know, Chris Letang is gonna own all the records.
Yeah.
When it's said and done. So he's gonna have the longevity. He's gonna have accomplished he's already won more cups than any defenseman in team history.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to have accomplished it. Another guy who's accomplished all of that with a bunch of injuries, some mm-hmm. quite serious in nature. So, you know, for me, when you think about it, that's a great conversation to have because I don't think you can land on the wrong side of how great Coffey was and what he meant to the way the Penguins wanted to play with Mario and how that helped Mario, you know, free him up, but also give Chris Letang the due that he should get for being a third round pick and have to play all these games and won these cups and done what he's done for the Penguins. He's in that conversation every day of the week, and it's a fun one to have and talk about.
He's Bob Grove 91 on Twitter. Bob, thank you so much. Appreciate it, man. Have a good one.
All right, Andrew. Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.